A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye this Friday, August the 27th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, like my colleague Marvelous has just said, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we're talking about the reopening of schools on Monday and the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues.
Yes, the announcement by the government this week that pupils are writing examinations. Those who are writing examinations will open schools on Monday, while those who are not will start school on the sixth of next month has riled some parents.
The announcement came as a surprise to some parents because a day earlier, the government had announced that the COVID-19 lockdown had been extended by another 2 weeks.
What has further frustrated some parents is that students will be required to pay for their fees, including the time that they were not going to school.
But first, let's give you an update on the COVID situation in the country.
As at 26 August 2021, that's yesterday, Zimbabwe had 123,986 confirmed cases, including 110,183 recoveries and 4,356 deaths. To date, a total of 2,453,529 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And as Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for it to reach herd immunity. But in its latest situation report, the Minister of Health says 18 deaths were reported due to COVID-19 yesterday. And also 275 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus yesterday.
Yebo, Marvelous. Zulugandaba, siyadibana kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke siphethe indaba ezithiyathiyeneyo. Ye, siyaqala ke njengensukwini ngokukhangela ke inombolo zama COVID-19 le coronavirus. Ye, ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi lona kulabantu abalitshumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 ababhubhileyo izolo bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Ye, leyo nombolo ke ikhanya hayi itshengisa ukuthi kungani kusiba nganeno kuyehla kunsokana ezedluleyo. Siye sabona kufika abantu abefika bona 100 bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Kuthi ke izolo ke kule 275 abantu ababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus okuthiwa ke yi-positive ngesilungu. Sizakhangela njengokutsho kwethu udaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo, siphathe njalo lezinye indaba ezithiyathiyeneyo. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Yes, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, tinokutungamidzai nemufaro nhasi nemusi wechishanu, August 27, 2021. Ini ndiri Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye, ndiri kuno ndirikutipfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi semusi wechishanu kudai tiri kutarisa zvakasiyana-siyana. Tichange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 icho chanetsa pasi rose. Totarisa zvakare pamusoro penyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro uko kwakatarisirwa kunge kuri kuitwa nemuvhuro uno. Asi vazhinji vari kushora kuti kosei zvakanyanya kuzotaurwa mushure mekunge hurumende yazivisa iyo kuti yakange iri kuwedzera lockdown kwemavhiki maviri. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo. Tisarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munyika. Tisaedza zvakare kutaura negweta riri kumirira vakamborwa hondo yorusununguko vapfumbamwe vatakaona vachisungwa nezuro asi vakazoregeredzwa mambakwedza wanhasi vachinzi ivo vakange vaenda kumahofisi egurukota rezvemari vachienda kuti vanoratidza kusafara kwavo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vari kuhoreswa ivo mari yavo yemudyandigere yavanoti 16,000 RTGS mari yavanoti haina uremu sezvo vari kuti ivo pari zvino kugara munyika kuri kuti dhurei. Saka totarira kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 123,000 vachidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vanosvika 110,000 nekudaudzira vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachiri kunda. Tozotarisa vakashaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vakamira vari pa 4,356. Totarira vawanikwa ivo vachidaiwa nhomba yecovid-19 vaakudaudzira 2.4 million pari zvino. Asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti panodiwa kuti nyika ibaye vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richitekeshera kana kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitapuridzana denda irori. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo muzuva ranhasi semusi wechishanu kudai pano paLive Talk yatiri kukupakurirai tiri kuno kuWashington uyezve tichipakura tiri kumba Chris.
Yes, Mavelas, thank you so much. We have our first guest here, Mr. Begilizwe Ndlovu. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kandi.
Yes, you are in South Africa. Maybe can you give us an update of what the situation is like concerning COVID-19?
Well, the situation is under control generally, but issues of whether to vaccinate or not vaccinate, they continue to dominate, South Africa with some people. You see, even on social media, people joking about these things, to say the world has been divided now into two groups of people, those who are vaccinated and wish that those who are not vaccinated and are waiting for those who are not vaccinated to be vaccinated, and those who are not vaccinated waiting for those who are vaccinated to die. So that's the situation in South Africa. But lockdown is not that tight anymore. So people have gone on to live their lives. The controls that are there, I think there is cohabiting now. People are happy that they've learned to live with it to a large extent. Although there are still, serious infections happening and the numbers out. Someone was talking to me a few minutes ago to say about 12,000 new cases in the last 24 hours.
Okay. So in terms of the deaths, are you hearing anything? How many people are dying and so forth?
I may not know the actual number, but here and there you do hear of people still dying of COVID, yes. I don't have the actual numbers, though.
Okay. I was talking about, during the height of the pandemic, we had some people were saying that on a daily basis, you hear of someone who has died, that kind of thing. Is it still the same?
No. The numbers have decreased. There was a time when it got bad, even in family WhatsApp groups, you whenever anyone knocked to talk, you became afraid, because it was bad news after bad news. So, but now it's rare to hear of such deaths. It's more of natural deaths, and then rarely any COVID deaths.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's look at another topic, and the topic is schools reopening in Zimbabwe. We had last week, actually it's this week when it was announced that the lockdown is going to be extended by 2 weeks. But the following day, we had that schools are reopening on Monday. What do you make of that?
Well, Zimbabwe is such a difficult environment, especially in terms of decision-making. There's been poor decision-making. There's been poor decisions that have been made that were tainted by the politics of the country. So I'm still trying to read the politics behind the decision to open schools when it does seem that things are still not that good in terms of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. I'm yet to establish in my mind why when you have decided that you are going to extend by 2 weeks, you let school children then go to school. What does that do? Because the interaction of school children at school could actually just spiral the numbers, because a child goes to school, interacts with the other children coming from other families. So if you have decided that it's 2 weeks lockdown, why would you say children should go to school? There's some politics behind that. If we watch closely, we'll see the politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when we look at the general situation of education where, you know, COVID seems to have disrupted everything, what do you make of the future of education, especially in Zimbabwe, where we know, not accessibility to the internet is limited, especially in the rural areas where the majority of people live? What do you make of the future of education as a result of COVID?
I think it can still be rescued if there is positivity. Look, I'm not young. When the war of liberation happened in Zimbabwe, I was living in the rural areas. Schools were closed for about 2 years. So they were actually closed in 78. And we were, just kids, not going to school, doing a lot of mischief. Come 1980, schools were closed. We started afresh. Some of us had to catch up, and so with positivity and serious leadership, this can be rescued. I think there is no need to worry that much. What's important is after the dust has settled, for leadership to begin to think seriously about ways of rescuing education and putting the country back on track in terms of school. You remember how thorough the interventions were in 1980 when we went back to school, and even guys who had gone to war. I remember we went to school with elderly people who had gone to war but then decided to go back to school. And here we are today, having gone to school after such a serious problem. And I believe the same can be done around the COVID. After the dust has settled, we can go back to normal and even do better. Use it as a springboard to do better than what we're doing before COVID came. Because in any case, the Zimbabwean education was going down in terms of quality, with teachers leaving and going to other countries for greener pastures, as it were. So there's need to relook it and bring it back to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when we look at the quality of education, especially now with, new technology, do you think that the country needs to invest more in, new technology in order to keep up with the rest of the world, especially when it comes to distance learning?
Of course it does. Certainly, yes. We cannot, continue to be locked outside the world, because that's what it does. Again, I will emphasize the fact that with limited resources, I want to say, yes, technology is important, but that positive attitude of even as we lack, we can still, work our way up around the rough terrain that we find ourselves in. So that's the hope that I would speak to the ordinary Zimbabwean who finds himself, in a situation where leadership is not that good and they lack certain resources that are important, like technology. They should think, even as it is, that they can rescue their own path and be able to find themselves in a better place in the future. But yes, very important that if resources allow, they should be an extension in terms of technology. It should go to the rural areas. The kids should use technology in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting, because you talked about how education rebounded after 2 years, you know, when during the liberation struggle. And at that time, we didn't have the internet, social media, and so forth, but we managed to get back on track. So I think it's still possible, even though, you know, we are having these problems. What do you think?
Definitely. I totally agree with you that it's possible. There should be that, you know, general positive attitude towards rebuilding. If people could rebuild after such a situation, the liberation war, this time it's even easier because technology is there. I think that I can teach my child. I can teach, if the technology at home, I can teach a nephew or a niece from here, from South Africa, through Zoom, you know, take them through a maths or geography lesson and assist. This globalization fortune that we have sort of makes it easier for this COVID disturbance compared to the war disturbance that we had in the past.
Okay, marvelous.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwa munyaritsami vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kuti takaona kuti mushure mekunge kwaita hondo yerusununguko nyaya yedzidzo takaona ichizodzoka zvakare uyezve tikaona isu vamwe vakanga vachokura vachiuya vachipinda muzvikoro mushure mekunge hondo yerusununguko yapera. Saka hondo yecovid iyi kana ikapera zvakakosha kuti pawanikwe pachipiwa zvikwanisiro nyanya kumamisha kuitira kuti technology iwanikwe iyo ichishandiswa mukurandudzira nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo munyika. Saka vari kuti aiwa chinodiwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiitira kubatira pamwe panyaya yekuti nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo ienderere mberi.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. We have a video which was sent to us by Ezra Chisas Banda, Mnumzana Ndlovu asime nkancane sibukele i-video esithunyelwe koBulawayo ukuthi bathini ngendaba yona le esikhuluma ngayo emfundo. Just hold on.
Manasa ngwe? Yebo ngwe, ungaphi lapha koBulawayo?
Lapha ngihlala eMbundane.
EMbundane. Nansi isikolo kuthiwa sivulwe. Uthini wena ulabantwana umzali?
Yebo umzali ndabantwana.
Bafunda.
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 Omunye ufunda useboarding.
Useboarding.
Yeah.
Akutsho ukuthi kuthiwa zivula izikolo. Umntwana lo yeboarding. Ebengafunda isikhathi ungelesi.
Ngisenza ama-services but lokana awukho.
Ukuzibhadalela wena wethu.
Ngisibhadalela mina yethu. Dawu online bese online.
Awusitele ukuthini ngalokuthi izikolo zivule?
Nathi ingibona ukuthi babaphambanisa ikhadini lapha ikhama abadala ukuthi izikole zivule nge-two days zezikole zezivule. Ngaphithi i-lockdown, ngaphithi izikole zivule, iphambanisa yakhula.
So lapha ukuthi udivele umessage amaninginingi abuyayo. Ngoba kwathiwa sekule-lockdown ingeze nge-2 weeks.
After 2 days ukuthi izikole zivule.
Abantwana bazahamba njani?
Abantwana bahamba njani ukuthi uzatravel abantwana bezikole only.
Nga ufuna ukuhambisa umntana akho hayi kumele angene
ebhasini
esikolo.
Esikolo.
So ubona ngani abantwana ngabe kukuhle ukuthi babhalele amazamishi?
Mna imbona ukuthi bebhale vele babhalani babafundele. Olo nto bayibhala ukuthi angathi abaphinde.
Ufisa ukuthi ngabe uthoke yaphinde?
Yaphinde.
So uzathini wena njengomzali? Ngizotaulalokhu elibizelwe ama-school fees even anto uhlala abantwana behleli ikhaya.
I-school fees sesabhadala kudala. Sesabhadala phansi kwemizwe yothiwa lockdown. Sesabhadala.
Kodwa le i-team kethu alibhadale futhi.
Amboni ukuthi ngathi sibhadale
futhi. Ngizokuthi omunye ubhadale.
Hayi, akwakungaliyo le i-team. Zabe sekakwakwenzi.
Uthi libhadale lingabafundanga.
Akwakwenzi, hayi, akwenzi i-government.
So wena ngathi ungathi u-advise uhulumente ungamthetha enzeni?
Ukuthi abantwana abo-grade 7 nabo-form 4 bephinde.
Nabo-form 6?
Nabo-form 6.
They are the sentiments of one parent. He is saying that pupils who are doing grade 7 should repeat. What do you think of that?
Well, it might be a good observation. I'm not on the ground, but I think it might be a good observation. I'll tell you my personal story, when the schools were closed, moved to town, there was no place for grade one. I went to grade two. But when we went back home, I went back to grade one. So that was some kind of repetition, because the schools were closed, I was doing grade one. So I would listen to that person. I can't make a judgment because I don't have enough information in terms of how much they have lost. If the sense is that they've lost too much based on the observations of those who are on the ground, yes, that decision should be made for the kids to lose a year, but they gain enough knowledge. We are known internationally, and especially in Africa, as a country that runs a good education system and produces a serious graduates in the process. And that should be remembered and corrected and reinstated by a country that wants to improve. So I wouldn't argue with that person. I would take that as data that has got to be processed for decisions to be made in future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting news coming from the ground. But
yes, Chris, maybe if I can just bring in, we've just got our guest from Zimbabwe and their lines are very bad, but let's just welcome her to the program and just quickly give her a chance to introduce herself and to tell us what she thinks is the way forward regarding the opening of schools. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Tell us your view about the opening of schools.
My view is, in terms of schools opening, I think it's very immature to say we have to open schools now. When we are just being many handcuffs to open schools. And the day before, it was on Tuesday, we were told that level four lockdown has been extended for 2 weeks. And then now, the next day, schools are opening on the 30th. So I think it's premature in terms of the teachers, the parents, and teachers, the learners also. We cannot be, it's just like a command opening of school. We should go to school now. So I think it's premature to say the school should open on the 30th of August.
So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening now? What are you going to do as the rural teachers?
It's impossible for us to travel back to schools. Why? Because first and foremost, we are incapacitated. We do not have money. Mm-hmm. The salaries that we are getting, they are below the poverty that I'm lying. Actually, we got paid last week, but now we don't have anything to show that we are paid. Because we paid around 25 RTG years to around some getting below than 10,000 because of too many things. And we have to actually, with that RTG, we have to go out there in the black market and buy foreign currency that we're supposed to use to travel to school, because there is no one get any transport that charges in RTG years or swipe for eco cash. We have to have that cash and we buy that cash. Imagine, secondly, we are teachers, we are parents.
Mm-hmm.
We have our children, and I have to go to school. I have to go to my things, I have to use these children, or I have to take my child to a boarding school. The money is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the schools as a whole are not yet prepared for the opening. There was no income that has been coming to school for the past 3 months. Schools did not buy any PPE. The government is saying schools are ready, but it's my own school. We don't have anything. There was no change to the special school where parents are actually suffering. They can't even pay school fees of almost 300 other teachers. They are keen to pay that. So now we're going to the school. Where are they going to buy? How are they going to buy the tickets? Because we know that the government said that the parents should chip in buying tickets. Mm-hmm. These parents cannot afford. Because of lockdown, some of them, they are not working, they are not doing well. So it's very hard. They have to buy PPEs, they have to pay school fees. So they have to be transported. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the opening of school is, that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Regeitimbo wotaura nemimerurimi rweshona kuti muri kuona sei sevarairidzi vekumamisha nyaya iri kutaurwa nehurumende kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusuwe muvhuro.
Okay, apa zvandiri kuona kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusuwe muvhuro, ichinhu chisinga
Muchaita sei tichiona kuti muri varairidzi vanorairidza kuzvikoro zvekumamisha. Muchaita sei manje? Zvare Ndlovu, apa muri kupi uyezve vari munharaunda yenyu iyoyo vari kuti chii pamusoro penyaya iyi? Ndina mukoma Chris vari pano, I'm sure vada kuvhunza neendedede kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Chris, go ahead.
Pinjani Mandlovu?
Uyaphila njani ndani?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kweZimbabwe?
Mina ngikhuluma ngiseMatureni North under iBubi district.
Oh, eBubi. Okay. Unjani kodwa umumo weCovid khona ngapha? Manje zivulwa izikolo iCovid yona ikhona, ibona ngani iza memetheka kakhulu na ngenxa yokuthi izikolo sezivuliwe.
Ukuthi sihola isikolo angeke sizokukhanya ukuthi
Unfortunately, as I said, her line is bad, but at least she was able, because she's actually in deep rural Matabeleland, and then she was saying that, where she is, it's not only her and other rural teachers, but it's also the parents who are, really having a hard time to think what are they going to do on Monday. So I'll keep trying her. We can go ahead with our guest who's online.
Yes. Yeah, Mnumzana Ndlovu, njengoba uzwile lapho mama uyakhuluma ukuthi akungani kule nhlupheko lendubo eziningi kungavula isikole. How is South Africa handling the situation when the pupils go to back to school? I saw some school where kids were lining outside, and as they get into the class, they are forced to wash their hands and so forth. What other measures do you think Zimbabwe can adopt from there?
I think those measures of ensuring that hygiene levels are kept high, and also rotating kids, which is what is done here in South Africa, is the biggest intervention actually. So kids don't go; their whole school does not go to school at the same time. You have your kid being told that that day is a Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, for example, so that there is no to avoid crowding. To just avoid crowding. And then those data, interventions of ensuring that kids wash their hands, that they wear their masks, they also, make sure that they are not all over the place. There is distancing there, even inside the class. There is no haphazard interaction. They sanitize. So if those measures are put in place, you cannot totally eradicate the possibility of infections, but they are reduced to a large extent. And I hear the Ms. Dove who spoke a few minutes ago, and you can feel that they've really been thrown into a difficult situation. And theirs is no longer just about COVID. As I said, even earlier, it's now clouded by issues of money, teachers needing to go to school and things like that. So they're in a more difficult situation.
Yeah, joining us now is another guest, Mr. Difa Wajabibango. Mnumzana, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga babukani.
Yes, iphethe lapha indaba yezikolo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kona ngapho kwele bulletin nxa abantwana kuthiwe baye esikolo ngesikhathi lesi ese COVID-19. Ngamanyathelo banathathwayo njalo ngamanyathelo anjani angafundwa yiZimbabwe?
Lapha eBrithani babukande into kade beyigqugquzela kakhulu ngokuthi abantwana nxa behamba esikolo, okusho ukuthi bekade ngikubona kakhulu ukuthi ababalisi nxa umntwana engena eklasini balama sanitizers asprayayo, babe sithi you are more effective umntwana uma engena noma nxa ephuma. Kulama sanitizers asprayayo njalo kade bezama ukuavoida ukuthi ama teachers bengalokho betshintshanisa ama teachers kakhulu bekungenye into ukwenzela ukuthi ukuavoida njalo ukuthi kungabi lokuthelelana okumkhuhlane kakhulu. Kodwa ke kakhulu i hygiene ngibona ngathi i level of hygiene yana sasifunda esikolo ukuthi ufanele abantu bageze izandla, ufanele ukuthi abantu bazigcine behlanzekile sonke isikhathi. Kodwa ke kakhulu ukusebenzisa ama sanitizers kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu. Ngoba abantwana ama masks ungabatshela ukuthi abantwana bafakana ama masks, but kwesinye isikhathi sasesibona abanye abantwana uthola ukuthi umntwana usethethe imask wayitshintshana lomunye umntwana benika nomunye uthi ngicela ukuze yakho imask ukuthi injani. Eyakho iphefumula njani. Abantwana they don't take that into consideration ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi kuwebe kuyingozi konkwalo ukuthi sebengathelelana imikhuhlane begcina bethatha umkhuhlane beyokuhambisa ebazalini. So ngibona ngathi indlela i-issue yama-sanitizers kufanele kube yinto esemqoka kakhulu ukuthi babe liqinise ukuthi abantwana nxa bengena eklasini bayasanitize njalo babakhumbuze ukuthi nxa bekhona besenelisa ukufaka amamaski abafake amamaski, kodwa-ke abangawatshintshani njalo amamaski. Kuqakathekile lokhuyana ngoba umkhuhlane lo it's an airborne disease ukuthi uyaphefumula, unganika omunye imaski yakho omunye ugcina njalo thatha umkhuhlane wakho through ukuphefumulela laphana kumaski yakho. Yini uhlupho olunye kade lukhona ebekade sikhangelane nalo?
Ye, manje ngokubona kwakho inyathelo naleli lithethwe yiZimbabwe ukuthi kuthiwe abantwana bavule ngomvulo, linyathelo olibona lilungile na?
kusasenzima kakhulu babugande ukuthi ukuthi abantwana bavula izikolo yes yazi ukuthi abantwana sibehlalele isikhathi eside kakhulu especially abanye abasema reserve ukuthi abala access into zemfundo ngoba abafana labasema drophel ukuthi banga access ama computers land kodwa ke ihlupho lokhona lapho likhona ukuthi indlela i COVID isimo sayo lokho sasephezulu lokho kusase lama transmissions amaningi okungakho ukuthi iloko kwenza ukuthi kube a bit difficult ukuthi umkhuthane lo uqhubekele phambili uloko usenza uqhubekele phambili lokho sidlubhedu wayelisa abantwana bese esikolo okuza kwenza ukuthi spread sakhona sibe nzima kakhulu njalo ekhaya kulabantu abadala kakhulu abagcina bethatha umkhuhlane wona besenikeza abadala kugcina sekusiba lohlupho olukhulu ngibona ingathi elizweni lakithi leZimbabwe kulo mehluko omkhulu kakhulu ngoba izinto eziningi impilo ephile emareserva le mpilo ephile emadorobheni kuyizinto ezimbili ezihlukeneyo kodwa kwezinye iindawo uthola ukuthi noma ungazi ukuthiwa kulama reserve lasemadrobheni impilo yokufanana kodwa ke ngibona ngathi kithi kuyadingakala iprecaution kakhulu ama precautions anidakala kakhulu ukuthi abantwana bakunjuzwe sonke isikhathi kube yinto abayitshelwa nearly every day ukuze ukuthi kuze kusinke kuhle.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous.
Christiana Muzvare Ndlovu zvakare amalgamated Zulu Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Muzvare Ndlovu, nyatsotitsanangurai kuti muri kupi pari zvino nokuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa zvamakatarisana nazvo sevarairidzi vekumaruwa. Kuti muri kupi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kwamuri sevarairidzi vekumaruwa. Saka kwakamira sei panyaya ye COVID iyoyi.
Inyati iko kuhuvidzisa apa tichiri kutarisa ndezvekuti inzvimbo inoitanidze maini zvakawanda. Saka ratinaratarisira nenguva dzino dzeCovid ilockdown yanga iripo.
Line renyu riri kumboenda richikata asi zvandiri kunzwa ndezvekuti muri kuti vana vasikana vechidiki vakawanda vakazvitakura nekuti vanga vari kuwanikwa vachienda kumamaini ari munzvimbo iyoyo. Ko imi sematicha ekumaruva muchakwanisa here kudzokera nemusi wemande iwoyu? Zvii zvimwe zvamuri kuzvikwanisiro zvamungati mungada kuti mudzokere kunoticha? Aiwa, nekuti laini yenyu riri kuti rakakanganisika. Ko vanenge vachida kukubatsirai sevarairidzi vekumamisha vanokuwana ikupi? Vanenge vachida kubatsira sangano renyu kana vamwewo varairidzi vekumamisha vanokuwana ipapi?
Okay, isusu ofisi ino yazvino yerural teachers amacommittees of rural teachers iri kuwanikwa ichiri ofisi itsva iri mutown. But iri mutown kudaro takangorupiwawo chikonawo nevebulawayo residence association. Saka iri kuhausa matsauti hulawayo nematinoti. Kati kana vatida kundisa sezondiriniwo akato mukuru wematinoti ndini nambara dzana zvokushandisa idzodzo dzekuti 071 062 729 vakandibata ipapo vanogona vanondiwana.
Taurai zvakare nhamba dzenyu.
0718 062
Aiwa mkoma Chris vari pana pandizo tuwane mfunzo ye. Tati tati muende she nyune kuti foni ye nyuri kuti meze Chris.
Ye mama ungasitela manje kuti lina njenge nhlanganiso kuyini kahle kahle elikutshele uhulumende njalo libona ngani uzalalela yini izikhalazo zenu kakhulu izikolo njengoba sezivula. Kuzwakala isibongile kakhulu.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Miss Ndlovu, actually deep in rural Matabeleland, and she was just saying that just to even get to the schools for the rural teachers, it's going to be a challenge, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. We still have our guest, Mr. Difa Wachapi Bango. Mr. Bango, please, can you stay on the line? We want to show a brief video here from Bulawayo, from our reporter, Ezra Chisa Zmanda. He sent us this video, and let's see what the parents are saying, because some of the parents are very unhappy about the school's reopening.
Uthini ngakho wena ubona ngathi isikhathi sizivula izikolo ngesikhathi sekorona kanje
ngikade kungaba njani ukuthi izikolo zivule ngoJanuary ngoba uvula kwezikolo manje athesa kulanti abazaba yazi abantwana ngoba next year ke yabe bebuyela still uECD laba obviously vele bazabuyela ngoba kulanti abayaziyo njengamanje vele isikhathi sesihambile akulanti abayazi sifundile uform 1 nalo ongenileyo sesecondary akulanti ayazi still vele uzabuyela futhi form 1 ngoba angaza bhale still angaza yenzeni but akulanti ayifundile because umnyaka sophelile izikolo zingavula so bongaba njani nje kwi-lockdown le ingareducanga isikhathi se-lockdown asireducanga phela ukuthi sithi i-lockdown yangikhona abantu sokungcono ukufa kwabantu bongaba njani nto izikolo zivule kawani ngoJanuary ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bekwazi
ukuthi babamba bani so isifiso sakho ufisa ukuthi izikolo zivule ngoJanuary lithini njengabazali le
hayi mina besisusede sisifisa sesinesicelede silazi ngoba te singaze zivule still isikolo ngibhadale i-school fees but next year vele still abantwana phela ngiyababisela ku-grade 1 because akulani nto abayazi and form 1 ngihambisela ku-form 1 angeke ngithaye ku-form 2 kuyini abekwazi umnyaka vele azangafundi umnyaka asophelile so kathi singaze zivulwa njengamanje kathe sekungu-September bafunda how-many days isikolo sesivalwe sokungu-January next year sokuyabe kuvuma ukuthi aye ku-form 2 yena engafundalo
into obuhlungu ukuthi lithiwa libhadala i-school fees
yinto esizusa ubuhlungu nokuthi sibhadale i-school fees umntwana engafundanga because ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi siqale ukubhadala next year sengikwazi ukuthi January umntwana wesikolo until December ngibhadale i-school fees esikwanileyo kathi singaze ngibhadale i-school fees still kuyafanana because umntwana nami kafundanga lutho kodwa ukuthi ngibhadale i-school fees weso wami bafunda emakhaya kabakho edorobheni kuthiwa kungcono bebefunda ama-online this and that emakhaya kakukho lokhu anina ama-online asilawo ama-teachers laba abafundisa emakhaya asilawo lapha bedorobheni bangcono ngoba bebefunda ama-online this and that manje ekhaya vele umntwana akazi lutho kuyenela ukuma isikolo kwahle kwama la ma-teacher ezikolo ahle ahlwa ahamba yibo akula teacher kulani akula lokhu ngaba bafunda ama-extra lesson this and that ekhaya kakukho lokhu
Yes, thank you there to Ezra for sending us that video. It shows some parents are really not happy about the schools reopening because they are saying that there's no money. Some of them were expecting the schools to reopen as late as next year. That's a very sad situation, Marvelous.
Aiwapo, tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe mubereki vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vakatarisira kuti vachazowanikwa ivo vana vachidzokera kuchikoro gore rinouya, asi pari zvino sezvo zvinhu zvakavaomera vari kuti mari chaiyo yekuti vana vadzokere kuchikoro havana. Sezvatanzwa zvakare zvichitaurwa namuzvare Ndlovu, avo vanova ivo murayiridzi vanoshanda vari pasi pevarayiridzi vanoshandira kumamisha, vanga vari kutaurawo kuti ivo sevarayiridzi chokwadi havanawo mari yekudzokera, asi vabereki vemunharaunda imomo vari kutotaura zvakare kuti naivowo sevabereki vari kushushikana kuti vachadzokera sei, kuti vana vachadzoserwa sei kuzvikoro ikoko. Maybe if you can just give us your take on what we just saw and heard from the video that just finished playing.
Mr. Bango.
I did not
see the video. I only heard the first briefing when Ezra was still asking the lady and she was still introducing herself. But unfortunately, I did not hear. Maybe most probably, if you can narrate it a bit, then maybe I can comment on it.
The parent there was just echoing what we heard being echoed by Ms. Ndlovu of the Rural Teachers Union, saying that right now they are, they don't have any finances to send the children back to school as parents. And Ms. Ndlovu was speaking as a teacher, saying that she's a teacher, but she herself doesn't even have funds also to send her own kids back to school. So that's why I was just saying, what's your take on what we're seeing happening?
Truly speaking, the issue of my teachers is something which has been going on for quite a long time. And I think our government needs to take teachers into serious consideration, especially Naskangeluti. Teachers are playing a major role within our society. So our teachers, we cannot have doctors, we cannot have soldiers, we cannot have policemen without teachers. So they have to try and ensure with our teachers they also get something for them to be able to sustain impilo zabo while they're still going, while it's doing their duties at the same time. Because whether you want to go to school, but you cannot go and teach kids while you've got an empty stomach. You cannot go and teach other kids while it's your own kids are sat at home not doing now. So that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem at the same time. So I think they need to sit down and resolve this issue amicably, because one or the other, teachers are by equal konke esikudingayo actually in life. Because without teachers, actually, we would not bank tellers. Nothing goes actually. Whether we teach a grade one or anything, but they have to respect teachers. They have to do something and assist teachers to ensure that they have imali for them to sustain impilos out. And literally, what they're asking of my teachers, they're not asking for imali nengi, but they're asking for something which will be like just like any other normal people. And by so doing, our teachers in our days, they have lost value because of indaba yokuthi abaholi, because of they are becoming beggars and they are asking for everything. Now some teachers we've seen teachers because they want to steal, but bachoncha because they are facing crises. Isn't about thing abanye we've seen our teachers they're becoming prostitutes. They're being prostitutes ngenxa yokuthi badinga that extra cash to ensure ukuthi they can sustain impilo zabo, including their kids. So, but ukuthi amateacher abuyele abe les tools sizinsana even for them ukuthi balaleleke when teaching kids. They need to be at the normal level. Yena leni level esasiyibona kudala amateachers. Because umuntu uthi ahlonipheke, he or she needs to dress ngendlela eqondileyo. He needs to eat indlela etshengisayo ukuthi this is a professional person. Umuntu owabhatalelwa imali eziningi ukuze ukuthi ahambe to acquire that qualification that he or she holds. But in our days, umuntu osebenza olusa inkomo seems to live a better life rather than a teacher. So indaba yama teacher, to be quite honest, we are not saying ukuthi noma njani, but the reality yokuthi teachers, they need to be bafuna the normal salary edingakalayo ukwenza ukuthi baqhubekele phambili bayenze imisebenzi yabo ngendlela elungileyo ngoba badlala a major role within our society.
Thank you so much. Marvelous, we are getting closer to the end of the show, but in other breaking news, we know there is a lot happening in Afghanistan. So we have a video here on Afghanistan. Let's take a watch for a few minutes and then we'll come and report.
Hirawi went to Afghanistan to visit her ailing father 3 months ago. The resident of the U.S. state of Tennessee, who did not want her identity revealed to protect friends and family, said she and her children had to cut the trip short and rush to Kabul airport after the Afghan government abruptly fell on Sunday. Hirawi says it took her nearly 24 hours to reach the airport through the Taliban's checkpoints and crowds of the people outside.
When we reached near to the entrance of the airport, the area was controlled by the Taliban. The Taliban would not let people pass. They were shooting and beating them. Many people got wounded. After much effort, we reached to the second gate, and after 4 hours, about 400 to 500 American troops came out. Fortunately, I was a U.S. citizen and had my passport and documents, and they let us enter the airport.
She says the crowds grew desperate outside the airport as they tried to escape the Taliban fighters who now control the capital city.
When we wanted to enter the airport, a woman lying on the ground, she was then trampled by the crowd. I tried my best to rescue her, but unfortunately, I was not able to do so. I had my daughter in my hands. I'll never forget that moment.
Sultan Alizada is another Afghan-American who traveled to Kabul with his wife and 3 children to visit his mother. Alizada talks about his disturbing experience reaching Kabul airport last week to return home.
The shooting was intense, and an empty cartridge hit my younger daughter's face and burned her face and injured her lip.
He says his children are suffering from trauma and they do not want to visit Afghanistan anymore.
My older daughter, who is wiser, was saying, "I will never go to Afghanistan," and coming to Afghanistan this time was a mistake.
The U.S. has said that approximately 88,000 people have been airlifted since July from Kabul airport, where thousands of people are still stranded. Mohammed Ahmadi, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, thank you so much. That is a story about Afghanistan, where the United States pulled off its army and led to the Taliban taking over the country. And that was the situation being described there in that video. Yeah, now back to our topic of schools reopening on Monday. So, Mnumzana Tifa, ungasipha nje awakho ukugcina ukuthi ubona njani umumo oyenzakalayo ekhaya lo ukuthi bayakhuluma abanye abazali bathi bona imfundo isiza buyela emuva ngenxa yakhona lokho. Kodwa besilomunye nje umhlonitshwa uMnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu othi yena izikolo zavalwa okweminyaka engu-2 edlula emibili ngesikhathi sempi, kodwa imfundo kayiwanga. Wena ukubona njani lo?
Mina ngezingami babugande ngiyazi sibili ukuthi we have got a generation ikakhulukazi abantwana abangamankazana ababe kuthi bayakhula kwesinye isikhathi ukukhula kwabo lokuyana kuyabe kusenza ukuthi bagcine ekugcineni abanye bathola sebekhulelwe bengasaqhubi imfundo yabo ngendlela efaneleyo. But what I would suggest ukuthi mina bekade ngikukhangelele kathesi we are towards the end of the year. Abantwana, since the beginning of the year, abantwana akula nto abake bayifunda due to ama strikes kade ikhona, due to i crisis ye COVID kade ikhona. Mina ebekade ngibona ngathi bekungabe ngcono ngokuthi abantwana ngabe ukuthi abaqalise izikolo ngoJanuwari baqalise kuhle, everyone prepared, lama teachers eku same level, ama agreements yonke into isi ayune out, lama COVID ama COVID outbreaks abe ukuthi lawo they will be down at that particular time. So mina ebekade ngukhangelele nje because honestly bengikhala ukuthi abantwana izikolo zingavulwa ngoJanuwari, because we have seen it as previously, isikhathi sempi izikolo, they were closed for quite a long time. But zaqala phansi because everyone was prepared ukuthi aqalise ku same page, aqalise in a proper way. But bayenelisa ukuthi even after impi izikolo zavulwa, abantu be prepared bavula kwaqhutshekela phambili and everything was normal. So kathesi abantwana bazahamba bayabuyela esikolo. Imali yabazali ababe beyiluza, abayiluti amafees abayibhatalelayo esikolo. Accommodation abayibhatalela esikolo, ikudla abantwana bakubhatalela ukuthi abantwana bayekudla esikolo, but imali le, it just goes down the drain because these kids akula nto abazayihlomula esikolo. There is absolutely nothing because they did not learn nothing. So into ekhona bekungcono ukuthi ngabe uthi akuqashwe nje ngo-January so that they start everything ku same page, baqhubeke nje ngayo yonke into ngendlela eqondileyo. Lokho kakathesi ngibona ingathi nje into engasoze ikambe kuhle because through ama-disagreements ana la akhona through u-government, laba badisi still that's gonna drag down epinomy again. Then from there still kuyafanana abantwana bazawele kubehlele esikolo, ukubonakala kwezinto kusiba even worse. So ngibona ngathi bekufanele ukuthi ngabe ugovernment wayihlolisisa lento, wayibonisisa ukuthi ngabe kungcono ukuthi abantwana baqalise isikolo ngo-January bonke abantu bezilungiselele ngakho konke okufanele ukuthi kube ukuthi bazilungiselele ngakho. Njalo lama COVID cases ngaleso sikhathi ngithemba ukuthi abe selo kakhulu ngendlela esibona i-vaccination lokhu iqhubekela phambili ukuthi abantu they are getting vaccinated more and more. So most probably ngaleso sikhathi izinto ziyabe sezi-down and kuyabe sekungcono for everyone ukuthi ukuthi abuyele esikolweni, abuyele back to normal lifestyle.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tifa Wachapi Pango, for joining us. Like I said, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Marvelous, you'd like to wrap up?
Yes, just to mention maybe on the video that we just saw of what's happening in Afghanistan, I actually had the pleasure to speak to a Zimbabwean who worked in Afghanistan with 80 other Zimbabweans, and they were able to be repatriated or evacuated out of Afghanistan in June. So, you know, he said because of the situation in the country, they were working for a company that worked for the United States government. They were informed that their contracts were no longer going to be renewed. His name is Nyasha Majese. He was able to give us an exclusive interview to just tell us about the situation in Kabul in Afghanistan, but he's back home in Zimbabwe with 80 other Zimbabweans.
Okay. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, like I said, we have run out of time and hope we meet again soon. My name is Chris Gande, but before we go...
Maybe let's also thank our guests who were here with us. There was Miss Ndlovu.
There's marvelous.
I was going to comment as well about Afghanistan because it's a place that I know, it's a place that I've been there before. So
really?
I think I can see my clip on SABC previously. I was commenting about the issue of Afghanistan. The only way to well, maybe discuss that, say, so anyway, I'll comment
maybe next time. Yeah,
very interesting. I didn't know, it's just that I wanted to bring the Zimbabwean angle, so it's very interesting that you've been there. So we'll touch base with you, but would like to thank you
for
being our guest this evening, and Ms. Ndlovu of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we also had Mr. Ndlovu, another Mr. Ndlovu, who is Mr. Bernard Begilizwe Ndlovu. It was Ndlovu I fated. Thank you so much for joining us. Until we meet same time next week, my name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mpanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Have a very great day.